Aletsko wasn't spared the turbulence of the 17th century. Indeed, this region endured particular suffering during the Swedish invasion of 1655 to 1660. The then ruler of the Duchy of Prussia allied himself with the Swedes and against the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. In retaliation, the Polish army, augmented by a Tatar regiment, invaded the duchy. The Tatars conquered Aletsko and then carried out a massacre. A noble Lithuanian prisoner, Prince Janusz Radziwiłł, who had betrayed the Commonwealth by siding with the Swedish king, was also brought here. He had been captured by the Tatars, but escaped during the turmoil of the battle. In the early 18th centuries, these lands were smitten by a terrible plague. 11,000 people were to die in the epidemic, and in the town itself, a mere 78 people survived. Because the people who had settled in the region from the 16th century onwards had come, in the main, from the Mazovian region, they were known as Mazurs. They spoke a Polish dialect. The region may have been part of Prussia and later on Germany, but data from 1912 shows that over one-third of the population of the district of Aletsko used the Polish language. But then Prussia was a multilingual place. So was the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. In fact, it's important to remember that the Duchy of Prussia was a settler state. They came from a number of countries. Obviously, the vast majority were from Germany and Austria, but they also came from the Netherlands and even from far-off Scotland. In a moment, you'll be passing the site of the Sports and Leisure Center. As we record this guide at the beginning of 2012, construction work on the center is in progress.